This very same committee passed virtually the same civil unions bill last year, and much of the hearing felt like deja vu, with familiar faces testifying, including Jason Cobb.
I'm here again this year because my family is still here this year. My child is a year older, we're a year older, and yet we still lack that basic recognition.
Cobb and dozens of others testified in support of Senate Bill 2. The measure would give gay and lesbian couples the same legal protections as heterosexual couples. It covers everything from end-of-life and medical decisions to parental rights and insurance issues, among other things.
What harm could possibly come from allowing someone to make a commitment to another person to be responsible for them?
That's Democratic Senator Pat Stedman of Denver. He's one of four openly gay state lawmakers and the main sponsor of the bill, which is expected to easily pass the Democratic-controlled Senate. But on Wednesday, Republican Senator Kevin Lundberg of Berthoud, who serves on the Judiciary Committee, voted against it. He worries it's too much like marriage and would eventually lead to gay marriage.
In the bill, it says this isn't marriage, but then the bill goes on to mirror marriage in Colorado law. Do you not see that as being a legal jujitsu to simply get around a term?
Other opponents testified that civil unions undermine the ideal family structure of one man and one woman. Brian Rahm is with the Alliance Defense Fund, a Christian nonprofit that advocates for the sanctity of marriage.
Promoting families with mothers and fathers doesn't prevent individuals from living how they want to live or curtail one's constitutional rights. And because men and women each bring something important to the parenting table, the government maintains a compelling interest in preserving and promoting families with both mothers and fathers.
Just like the final vote in last year's hearing, every Democrat on the committee supported the bill, along with Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango. She says civil unions protect children and give them stability.
Helps ensure that children who are brought into this world, whether they're adopted, conceived, whatever, with that child support obligation, with the rights to see both parents should they separate. And I think that's critically important for the family unit.
Several Republican witnesses also testified in favor of civil unions, saying they align with conservative principles such as freedom and liberty. But whether the measure will get enough votes from Republican lawmakers in the House is the big question for civil union advocates. The measure narrowly failed in a House committee last year. Republicans only hold a one-seat majority in that chamber. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.